south of the border.
Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte.
Bring on the land in the dead. It was out. I came with this wonderful family, the Rodriguezes. And we had the most wonderful first day. They showed me to my room and everything. And they would say, this is where you will stay, Señor Gringo. This is where you will enjoy your peace of mind. And everything was going great. We had a wonderful dinner, frijoles, tortillas, until it came time to go to bed. And the head of the household said, Gringo and his family, we are very friendly. We all kiss each other. Good night. Good night, Mamacita. Good night, Bacolina. Good night, Jojo. And everybody's kissing. I said, well, that's kind of nice. So I kissed him good night, too. You know, as part of the family, I guess. I said, well, I'll see you later. He said, no, not so fast, Señor Gringo. We kissed Iburo, too. That's what you want. He said, Iburo, come here. And there was this burro standing outside. The burro sticks his head in the window. And he get, everybody goes up and kisses the burro. Okay, Gringo, D. Burrow is waiting. I said, well, D. Burrow can keep on waiting. He said, you don't want to hurt his feelings, do you? I said, well, to be honest with you, I got a little problem kissing the damn burrow. He said, it's not a damn burrow, it's a burrow. The family relies on transportation. The family needs this burrow. How could you call it a damn burrow? I said, all right. I said, well, you all go to bed. Let me work up to it. He said, okay. Sat there looking at that burro with his fucking lips. Well, about 20 minutes later, head of the household comes out to check, see how I'm doing, and he finds me out there in the backyard. I got that burro. He said, Gringo, you stupid pig, what are you doing? I said, well, look, I didn't want to hurt its feelings, huh?